Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor here in Omaha. T. Scott Maher in the newsroom. We'll be joined shortly in studio by Teresa Monahan from Pro Sanctity. But right now we're going back to Guatemala and check in with my lovely wife, Chris, who is on the Ishim mission trip in Guatemala. And you're in your destination city now, honey, or village.
Yes, we are, Bruce, and it is a beautiful, beautiful, sunny morning. And it's a breathtaking view high up on this mountain that's somewhere, I think, 7,500 feet above sea level. So we're right up there. And I'm finding that walking, I'm having to take deep breaths. It's hard to get the air into your lungs, I think, because of the elevation. But it's something that we can get used to. And there's somebody I wanted you to meet. I want the rest of everybody else to meet. Her name is Christine Baldwin. And she, well, I'm going to let you talk to her, Bruce, because for many people in Omaha, they know Christine. She just recently had to move to Colorado. But she has a wonderful mission here. She didn't expect it, but something beautiful has fallen into her lap. And so I'm going to have you talk to Christine.
All right. Sounds like a plan that we can all live with here.
Buenos dias. Good morning, Bruce.
Buenos dias, Christine, and welcome. Christine Baldwin with us, everyone. And Christine, just to let you know, we're praying for all of you and the missionaries here constantly via the radio station and the many thousands of listeners that we have tuning in this morning. And we're delighted that you were able to make some time for us. Now, my understanding is this is your first time on the mission trip to Guatemala.
It is the first time. I've actually waited for 4 years to come on this trip. I know Chris mentioned I just recently moved to Colorado Springs with my family. My husband's in the Air Force. And I've been a parishioner at San Clemente, and I've waited to make this trip with Father Damien. But due to my husband's work schedule and just life in general, it never worked out. So I think it's God's perfect timing that I was able to come on this trip. And I tell you what, we are feeling your prayers here. It is, as Chris said, it is a glorious morning here. I just talked to the cook down in the kitchen, and I was taking some pictures of the sunrise. And she said, it's a day of God. And it's every day here is a day of God. It's amazing.
Now, Christine, obviously you had a desire to go on the trip. What were your thoughts and feelings and emotions as you got on the plane in Omaha and you're on your way as to where you are right now, having met some of these beautiful people already and then on the doorstep of really beginning the heart and soul of the mission trip in the village that you're in?
Well, you know, we did almost a year of formation meetings, and so we had an idea of the logistics and just the kind of the nuts and bolts, but that really doesn't translate to the feeling you get when you step off the plane and you're surrounded by a different language and a different culture. And I'll tell you, every time that we've gotten off our little bus, you want, it's like a greeting line at a wedding. You get hugs, the tightest, most embracing hugs I've had. Everywhere we go, it's a line, and you go down the line, and each one of these people are telling us, thank you for coming. We've been waiting for you. And that, you know, you can prepare for what job you think you might be doing and what you need to pack and what you'll be doing day by day, but you cannot prepare in a meeting in Omaha, Nebraska, for the love that you just feel coming from these people every time we get off the bus. That's incredible, and I think that the heart of these people, they are incredibly, incredibly rich. That is something I did not expect. I traveled in Mexico and studied there a bit, so I knew a little bit, but it's more and more. It's so real. It's very human.
Oh, beautiful. Praise God for that. Christine, tell us a little bit about your part of the mission here and the education team, and I understand that my wife, Chris, is going to be a part of that with you as you embark on that today.
She is. I am a teacher by trade, and what my job here, and we weren't really sure what projects they wanted us to work on because numbers and who's going to be coming to the school and all that doesn't really fall into place until it actually happens. But yesterday, I had about a 3-hour mountain bus ride with a couple of other Chimeros, and we spoke with the head of the Poco school system here in Huehuetenango. His name is Carlos, an amazing God-filled man. And he just really filled us in on the plight of these teachers. The teachers are the students themselves that have reached the high school level. They've not truly completed high school in the sense that we do. They don't have teacher training. The role models that they've had as students themselves is very, very limited because their teachers, like them, had no formal training. And so what we're going to do is We're preparing for 300 children today and then a team of Paris teachers tomorrow. And we will spend the entire day with them. We're going to be able to sit down and listen to them and listen to their successes, listen to their challenges, and get suggestions and ideas of what they need from us. But basically what we're going to be doing is providing them with some ideas of basic curriculum, basic planning, basic pedagogy of education. How do you teach children? How do you plan a lesson? How do you plan a day? How do you maintain up to 50 children with one teacher in a very small classroom and still maintain the quality that you are hoping to instill in these kids for an education? So there's a team of us that are going to be doing that today and tomorrow, and we've got some ideas that we think they're going to be asking, but we're really looking forward to listening to them and seeing what they need from us, but also listening to what they feel that they are doing successfully here.
Right. Now, you must have had some very productive and wonderful time when you were in Weiwei before leaving yesterday with the Disciples of the Good Shepherd down there. These are wonderful, beautiful women, aren't they?
Ruth, I have to tell you, I have never seen a room filled with such holy innocence. These young ladies, they giggled, they laughed, they prayed, they served. They were a delight, and all of us did not want to leave. I know that we had to be kind of, corralled towards the door. They are so gloriously filled with God's love. And one of the wonderful things was, Susan is a sponsor of a young lady that just was consecrated in May, and to see them reunite was very beautiful. Lloyd Pierre is going to hopefully sponsor a young lady that has just come in, and it's almost like a godparent role. And these young ladies they feel like they know us, they love us, they need us, and yet they were giving us gifts. They gave each of us a wrapped gift, and we all were so humbled by that because we think that we're supposed to be giving them something, and in reality, with their hearts and their faith, they gave us way more. So it's very exciting, and it's exciting to see the sponsorship that can happen and the relationship that evolves from that. So that was definitely one of my favorite days so far.
Absolutely. Now, did you participate in this nose on the floor dance? I'm trying to find somebody that... Sounds like that was pretty amazing. Oh, they had one of the missionaries here had said that they were having some games and everything, and one of them ended up like in a little dance where your nose was kind of down on the floor and you had to move around like a train or something. So I've been trying to...
Can I just say that I felt very called to be a photographer at that moment.
Ah.
And so I have some great photos of everybody. I was standing on a chair, but... It was probably 10 minutes of laughter and giggling and complete fellowship, and it was quite a sight. And I know it's something that all of us will never forget. But I participated in the train dance, and that was a lot of fun. But the little dance where you press your nose to the ground, I elected to take photos of that at that point.
Probably a good call.
I felt that was my duty, and I just wanted to take my part and. And it was a great vantage point.
Well, Christine, thank you, A, for answering the call of the Holy Spirit to be on this trip, and B, spending some time with us. Pray that you and everyone there feel a little more warmth on this sunny morning on this Wednesday. And would you like to say hello to your husband and family and everyone from down there?
I would love to. Thank you, first of all, for all your prayers. We feel them. And, it is very cold. You can see your breath in every room you go into. It's actually colder in the building than it is outside. But between your wife's hairdryer and the grace of God and a lot of blankets, we're fine. We're warm. We're warm inside. But I would love to say hello to my family. My husband, Pat, is in the Air Force, and he now teaches at the Air Force Academy. And my kids are Morgan, Nicholas, and Samuel. And if it wasn't for the support and love of my husband, there's no way I could have come. As Chris said, I'm a homeschooling mom, and we actually have my mother-in-law out from Vermont to help out with the kids, but my husband go to work, and she's helping teach for me, and my husband doing all the running around, and my kids have spent the last few weeks studying Guatemala, and I know that they're doing that this week. So without them, there's no way I would have been here. But I'd also like to say hello to all the Chows families in Omaha. We moved in June, and it is an incredibly blessed group of homeschoolers in Omaha, and they are just an amazing group of people that I miss very much. So.
All right.
So let me say hi to them.
Absolutely. God bless you, Christine. Thanks, and may God's blessings continue to be showered upon you as you encounter these wonderful, wonderful people in Guatemala.
Thank you, Bruce. Have a blessed day.
You too.
And I just want to share once more that, and collaborate what Christine said about disciples of the Good Shepherd. They're very much like pro sanctity. The smiles, the joy you see on a Teresa Monahan's face, Jesse Carey, Joan Patton, all of them are the similar smiles you see on the women. But even more so because they come from such poverty and the challenge to be able to meet this, just to be able to continue on and to be schooled. And there's all kinds of things that we'll elaborate on further, but they do need sponsors. And they're the bright light. Dias is the boy way to Mango is holding them up as the bright light for the future. And if we can help support that, then we can really make a difference here in Guatemala.
Amen.
So, I'm going to pass that along, and now I need to go eat breakfast with all those things in the making.
All right.
My great Ishimero friends, and thank you to everyone who has provided all those medicines, all the stuff that moms and dads and kids and grandparents and just all the good listeners have provided. Stacking them on shelves, I absolutely see it. They will be gone before we leave, and it will be in the hands of the people of this area.
As it should be. All right, honey, take care, and we'll talk to you again next hour, and I believe we'll have Dr. Lloyd Pierre joining us.
Get ready.
That's right.
You talk about a man who's been touched.
Get ready for that Pierre moment.
Uh-huh.
All right, take care, sweetheart. Okay,
bye.